get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
It's time for the 1 minute science countdown. Now, listeners, this is the segment of the generic alternative where I talk about sciencey discoveries and research and news that occurred across the entire globe. And there's no way I could possibly get all of the scientific research that has occurred. So I just try and pick like the most eye-catching ones. Oh, And the reason why we're using the Bill Nye the Science Guy theme song as well, because the actor who played Bill Nye the Science Guy, he got an honorary degree from the university where we are broadcasting from. Okay, T-minus 7 seconds, science countdown, let's go.
T-minus 7 seconds.
The University of Gothenburg have found that codfish off the coast of Sweden are not extinct as previously thought, but very close to it, as there are only baby fish and very few adult codfish. Optica's investigators, led by Susumu Noda from Kyoto University in Japan, have created dually modulated photonic crystal lasers, DMPC-SEL for short, a LIDAR system to be used for robots and self-driving vehicles like the cruise company to navigate without losing sight of poorly reflective objects and creatures. The University of Surrey researchers have found a type of metal-free catalyst. Edge-decorated nanocarbons work well for hydrogen production from methane in terms of carbon poisoning. David M. Morins, Jeffrey Tao, Ben Berger, and another doctor, Anthony F., released a paper on cell host and microbe that flu shots barely work, and they couldn't be approved based upon the standards used for vaccines like measles, and that the novel C-19 vaccines, I quote, deficiencies have become apparent, close quote. And that's been the Science Countdown.
Place you.
Better way to spend your Monday afternoon than by listening to a bit of a history highlight. On this day in history in 1958, Mark Emery, a Canadian publisher and activist came onto this plane of existence. On this day in history in 1903, Georgi Beriev, a Georgian-Russian engineer, founded the Beriev Aircraft Company, who was born. Also born on this day in 1961 was Mark Crawford, a Canadian ice hockey player and coach. On this day in history in 2008, Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd makes a historic apology to the Indigenous Australians and the stolen generations. Shane Chen, businessman and founder of Inventist, he filed a patent for a device, a self-balancing, no-handlebar scooter, if you will, a hoverboard, if you will, back in February of 2013. On this day in history, in 1503, there was the Challenge of Barletta, a tournament between 13 Italian and 13 French knights near Barletta. On this day in history, in 1967, Yoshisuke Akiyawa, an entrepreneur, businessman, and politician who founded the Nissan Motor Company, died. On this day in history, in 1966, Thomas Robert Malthus, an English economist and scholar, is born on this day. And boy, did he cause a stir. In 1880, Thomas Edison observed the thermionic emission. On this day in history, in 1955, Israel obtains 4 of the 7 Dead Sea Scrolls. Also on this day in history, in 1960, with the success of a nuclear test that was codenamed Gerbois Bleu, France becomes the 4th country to possess nuclear weapons. On this day in history, in 1990, the German reunification happened. An agreement is reached on a 2-stage plan to reunite Germany. On this day in history, in 2019, Callistus Nidlovu, a Zimbabwean academic and politician, passes away, as well as on this day in 2005, Lucia Santos, a Portuguese nun. And in 1945, King Floyd, an American singer-songwriter, he was born, too. And that has been a bit of a history highlight.
Collected from the crowd.
Well, listeners, that's it for me in the generic alternative. I was your host, Alexander. Stick around for Typically Tuesdays. They're coming up next. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people, the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Coquitlam. If you want to find us online, we're at cgsf.ca, or you can find previous recordings from previous programmers on the SoundCloud website. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, maybe even Instagram, or Parler, or Gab, or Truth Social. We're out there. And thanks for listening. Please enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
If you want to drink a juice, then you're going to need a cup. If you don't have a cup, then you need to buy a cup. If you want to buy a cup, then you need at least a dollar. If you don't have a dollar, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go.
Thank you. You're listening to